Okay, I didn't really do an intro before I screw you guys into the basement. So now we're gonna go back a little bit, just give a little intro, and then we'll have a little shear. But before the shear. Anyway, lunch is way into this, so. A lot of things to talk about the first day of this month, but sometimes we just pile on, and then you don't remember a single thing. And you won't remember a single thing that we talked about today, which is fine. I just want to make a couple of points, central points, more hargashas, more feelings on the first day. You guys all came back Shabbat. You have made the best decision of your life. I'm going to make that bold claim. You've never made a better decision in your life until this point. However old you guys are, 19, whatever it is. I'm going to make the claim that you never made a better decision in your life than the decision that you made to come back. This yeshiva. Why? Who says? Maybe you made some other good decisions. I don't know. I'm sure you made a lot of bad decisions in your life. But you made some good ones too. So I'll tell you just as a hargasha again, just as a feeling. Last night, when it was a chasana, Rav Vogel, you guys know Rav Vogel? So Rav Vogel made a chasana last night. A little toast already, at home late. He made his first, his daughter got married. His oldest daughter got married. What does that have to do with you? So, here's the tzushtel. Here's the connection to you. Why was I at that wedding last night? Why was I at Rav Vogel's wedding last night? So, when Shaiky was at the wedding, he actually knows the other side also. But you know Rav Vogel from here. Rav Vogel, I know from not last year, not the year before. I know Rav Vogel from Vassar. I don't even know him. We were the same year, same Shana Aleph. I don't know from Shana Aleph. I don't know from Shana Aleph. It wasn't the same shoes from Shana Aleph. I know from Shana Bet. Me and Rav Vogel started learning. We learned b'chavrusa Shana Bet, and from Shana Bet, we learned I think 14 years straight chavrusa from Shana Bet through all different gilgulim, through YU, back to Maser. We had a kollel here to Yushalayim. We learned in the mirror. Then we went to another kollel. Then we went to another kollel. It was about 14 years. Where did all of that start? It started Shana Bet. That was the first year of, I'll call it, serious yeshiva from day one. Not the Shana Aleph, getting your feet wet, getting used to it, getting into things. It was day one, jumping Chavrusa. We actually learned Ksubis, I think. That true? Yeah, I'll say it's true. I think we learned Ksubis at Shana Bet. Why am I bringing this up? Because last night I was at a chasana in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh with Rav Vogel marrying off his daughter to a serious Ben Torah, Talmid Yeshivas Chevron, very serious, top guy. And all of that started, big Chashav Rabbanim coming, the Chashav wedding. I'm not talking about the chitzonis. It was a chashuv situation. It was chashuv. Good people. Beautiful chasana. You know what it started in my mind? It all went back to Mivaseret Shana Bet. That's where it went back. That's where that path started to be forged. You know, you change the trajectory you know, of the airplane when it takes off ever so slightly. You know, if you put it in a different trajectory into their computer, so the plane's going to end up 5,000 miles away at its destination, even though it changed it only by a degree at the beginning. That's now. That's now. That's this year. This is the best year of your life. Likely could be the most important year of your life. It sets that trajectory. It sets you on a path to growth in Torah, in Yiddishkeit, in Yerushalayim, in Abbas Hashem, in everything. In Chevra, socially. In every area of your life, your whole life can change this year for the good, and that's why I think you guys made the best decision of your life. Push off college, push off that part of your life. Shift b'beis Hashem koy mechayai to be in the beis medrash. That's what you did this year. And that part you've done already. You made the decision. You're here. So that's point number one, is realize the importance of what you decided. I think it can't be overstated how good of a decision that you've made. You've given yourself that change of trajectory, that put myself in Beis HaMedrash another year. And again, you never know what that's going to do. I don't know. None of us are Nevi'im. I don't know what your life is going to look like years down the road. My Shana Bet was a long time ago. I think we sat, right? I think I was sitting right about where I'm right now. This used to be the Beis HaMedrash. This didn't exist. I was sitting right around here, I should have been. With Rav Vogel. You never know where that's going to go. You never know where it's going to take you. That could take you to, you're making chazans in Yerushalayim, you know, in 20 odd years later. It can impact your life. Again, I'm not the chitzonius. I'm not talking about the details. I'm talking about the meaning in your life. This year you've made a step of saying, I'm going to make myself a Torah life. I'm going to make that decision now. And again, you just change your trajectory and your flight is going to be in a much, much more positive direction than it was till now. So, shkoyach to you for making that decision. And there's a tenai. There's a tenai for making that decision a good decision. The tenai is, you guys know what a tenai is? Condition? Tonight, there's a tonight. There's only one way that's going to work. It's only one way going to be the best year of your life. And that's up to you. It's not up to me, it's not up to Rashaiki, it's up to you. And that's whether you're going to own it, whether you're going to embrace it, whether you're going to approach it in a mature way, which is that you're going to do those things necessary to make it the best year of your life, to make it the most productive year of your life up to this point in your life. And that's your commitment, and then living with that commitment. There is a shift, I think, that we all go through at your age of taking charge of your life, owning your life. So, maybe it started last year, but for a lot of your life, you were sort of, you know, your parents were making all the decisions for you. You didn't make any meaningful decision in your life. You didn't decide where to live. You didn't decide, certainly decide where your family is. You didn't decide where to go to school. Mostly, you didn't decide where to go to camp. You didn't decide where your friends were. You didn't decide much of anything. It kind of was picked for you, either directly or indirectly, by your parents, by your surroundings. That's over. You've made the decision to come back, you've picked it, you've chosen that, you gotta own it and make it happen. Owning it means everything this year is yours to make. You wanna make it a good year? Get your tuchus out of bed in the morning, get to shacharis, get to seder, get to afternoon seder, get to night seder, get to everything. That's on you. Now, we all know that there's no such thing as perfection. And there's going to be, you know, stumbles and trips, and that's fine. That's not a contradiction to anything I'm saying. Part of owning it is pick yourself up, keep going. But that has to be front and foremost, right now in your mind, primary in your mind is, this is my year. Very selfish, by the way. It's my year to make for myself, to grow. It's a good selfish. To grow, to make myself who I'm going to be in my life. But you got to own it. That's up to you. It's not your parents chasing you down. It's not your Rebbe chasing you down. Yeah, if you're in bed in the morning, well, I come down, you wake up. Oh, you guys are going to be down. Are you downstairs? No, downstairs. That was convenient. Will I come wake you up? I might come wake you up. Do I get it? The guys are tired. Guys are sleeping. Yeah, I get it. I also have teenage sons, so, you know, right around your age. So, I get it. But at the end of the day, this is your year. It's your year to make. It's your year to grow from, to benefit from. And I'm here with you, on the same team. So part of it is your dynamic with the Rebbe, with the Rabbein. There's no, we're all on the same team here. There's no against, for. If a Rebbe's shepherding you, no, where are your chakras, where are you at? So it takes a certain maturity to say, you know what, they're not riding me, they're not just bothering me, they're not the way maybe you looked at it when you were a kid. No, they want your, we want your growth, we want your success, we're all on the same boat, we're all on the same team. There's no for or against, there's no competition, we're all in it together. But you have to own it. It's not your Rebbe telling you what to do. You don't go to shiur for your Rebbe. You don't learn for your Rebbe. You're learning for yourself to grow, to succeed, to build your life as B'nai Torah into what it should be, to live a beautiful, meaningful, connected life. That's now. That starts now. It's gonna happen now. And I'm here for you. I'm here with you. All in the same team, all in the same direction. But again, that takes a certain maturity, takes a certain shift sometimes of mindset from a child to an adult. This is you, you know, this is life. Yeah, you with me?
Yeah.
Gewaldig. Okay. But again, there's a lot more to talk about Shana Bet, but like I said, I don't like to overload, because it's just, you don't get it. Much to take in, but again, it just has a sort of an orientation, a perspective. You know, it's funny. I guess we call that like an orientation. You know, Shana Aleph orientation. What is the word? What does that mean? You ever think about what the word means? I like words. You'll see this here. I like words. I like language. What's orientation? It has a certain context. Today, in today's day and age, it's used in a certain way. I mean that orientation. What does it mean? What does the word mean?
Very self-dependent.
Mm-hmm. That's how we use it.
Oriented?
Yeah, what does the word oriented mean?
It balances.
Set yourself straight.
Okay.
Set on the right left.
If someone's disoriented, what does it mean?
Normalized.
They got hit. They're disoriented.
They're all out with this.
Confused.
Then orientation means, what's my perspective vis-a-vis something else? Yeah, how am I oriented towards this? It could be physical orientation, yeah? Like it means a perspective on something. So it's interesting, we call orientation, like you guys said, getting ready, but that doesn't really mean that, right? Orientation means, how am I approaching something? What's my perspective? What's my vantage point when I'm approaching something? Very crucial, guys, very crucial. You guys are starting today, you have to be oriented to yeshiva. What am I doing here? If I'm disoriented, I don't really know what I'm doing here, I'm confused, what's happening, so nothing's gonna work, right? You have to be oriented to the year that's approaching. Oriented means what perspective you have. How am I approaching it? What's my approach to that year that's now in front of me? That's all happening now, and that's gonna happen the next days, weeks. You gotta work on that orientation, how you're coming in, change everything. You come in, you wanna grow. We use all these words, but think about it. We want to grow. The main factor is take it seriously. Realize how important it is, how gewaldig, how great it is to be in a base medrash for another year, to be in yeshiva another year on all levels, in the base medrash, with your chevra, rabbeim. There's nothing better that you could imagine in life than being in yeshiva with the best rabbeim, with the best chevra. What else do you, you know? What else do you want? Unbelievable. So that has to be your orientation, your perspective towards this year has to be positive, has to be, I'm going to own this, I'm going to make this the best year that I can make it, using all that's here, including us, including me and Rav Shaiki. So we use that as a segue into this year. That's Shana Bet Klal. That could be to the whole Shana Bet. What about this year? Okay. So a couple of years ago, the guys in the shiurs made our shiur into yeshiva on its own. They called it Bizers. That was the guys a couple of years ago. So what's it all about? Again, just a few points, and then you'll figure out the rest as the year continues. Again, I want to repeat what I said to you before in Bismedrash, that this shiur has two rabbis, myself and Reb Shaiki, are your rabbis. What does that mean? What's our role? What's not our role? So again, a Rebbe is there to guide you, to connect, to build, but it's not a replacement for yourself. You can't live through your Rebbe, and you can't have your Rebbe learn for you, and you can't have your Rebbe be full for you. There's a certain thing that goes on today, like a vicarious Yiddishkeit, where like I live through my Rebbe. I guess if I was more Hasidish, I could relate to that idea more, but I'm not so Hasidish as you'll probably figure out. Your Rebbe is there as a guide. I'm not there to learn for you. It's not going to help. I can read the Gemara. That's fine. If you ask me to read the Gemara, it doesn't mean that you can read the Gemara. So what do you get out of that? You ask me, what does this Rashi mean? Okay, that's great. But if you don't work on it, great. I can read it. You can't read it. You understand that the Rebbe is there to help you grow, but it's not a replacement for your effort. And that's both me and Rebbe. We're not replacements. We're here to guide, to build together, but we're not replacements. It's not going to help you. So if every question that you have in Beis Medrash, you're quick, hand up, quick, go ask a Rebbe. No. You're not using a Rebbe right. Work on it. Try it a second time, a third time, a fourth time. Okay, it's a little frustrating. Maybe ask the Chavrusa next one. Maybe they got shot in the Raj. First of all, ask your chavrusa. A lot of times I come over and one chavrusa has the pshat, and the chavrusa asks me the question. What are you doing? Your chavrusa has the pshat, what are you asking me for? Yeah, you with me? So, again, own it. You're here for yourself. Try, effort, patience, all those things are on you. And yes, then we're there, but you shouldn't be jumping up to ask a Rebbe a question if it's not helpful to you. You're not growing from that, right? It's like the marshal, you can ask someone to come into the gym with you and they can spot you, that's fine. If you're asking them to, you know, to bench for you, that's great for them, but you're still going to stay a weakling, right? You're not going to get it from that. Well, you know, they can help you out. It's not going to help you. You got to do the work with help. Okay, that's what we're here for. So please don't use us as replacements for your growth. Own it. Take it for yourself, and put in the effort. That takes patience. Patience is a rare commodity these days. Yeah. I read the Rashi. I don't know what he's talking about. So I'm gonna come over and say, read it again. You're gonna say, but I don't understand it. Read it again. Try a third time. Try. You'll see. You'll start getting shot. Ask your chaver. Then look up in the dictionary. Ah, concept. Look up a word, then ask your rabbi. But again, putting in the effort as you're doing the work, that's where you're going to grow. A serious part of that work, which again is just building yourself, is not just morning seder, but night seder. Night seder is chazar. Is it the same schedule? Night seder, one slot of night seder. Again, some of you, maybe you had this last year, I don't know what the Alshim did it to. Either way, no nafkamina. We have Chazara at night seder. Chazara of Shir, and that's with Rav Shaiki. I'm not here at night. Okay? So that's with Rav Shaiki. And it's just Rav Shaiki, so it's a little bit more challenging because it's just one of him instead of two of us. Okay? But that's critical. Because again, that's what this is. This is the owning it. I want to get it. Yeah, I know you did the Taisis in the morning. Do it again. Do you really have it down? Maybe there's a problem in the Taisis. Maybe there's something you didn't think about. I know you did the Rashi in the morning. I know you even got shot in the morning. Do it again. Again, maturity, patience, hard work. the clincher of that is Night Seder. The clincher of that is Night Seder, and that's Rosh Hashanah is going to be running the show at night. Again, it's a big chevra. There's one of him. So again, I'm coming back and I'm saying, it's on you. It's not a time to, I just have to make up Shnai Mikra Rebbe, you know, from 3 weeks ago. And again, Shnai Mikra is Givaldi, not during Chazara's slot. I have to learn Mishnah, someone's grandmother passed away. It's a great idea, not during Night Seder. Yeah, there's a lot of wonderful things that you can learn, and you'll learn them. There's plenty of time in the day, not during Night Seder. Night Seder is, this part, at least of it, is Chazara. And again, Chazara is part and parcel of morning shir. Okay? Part and parcel of morning shir. You have Rosh Hashanah guiding you, but it's your effort. And again, it's I'm going to say it again and again and again. It's not doing it for Rav Shaiki. It's not doing it for the yeshiva schedule. This is doing it for you, for your growth. If you put in Night Seder every night, reviewing what we did that morning, maybe going invite there sometimes, depends what I have that on tap that day, you're going to come out stronger. You're going to come out richer for it. Okay? That's the way it's going to work. And so, yeah, it's a requirement, but it is for you. Pre-shear. You guys had pre-shear last year.
Yeah.
Yes. What give me the, what shear, who's in the Rosh shear last year? That's a fair amount. He has pre-shear. Who else? Rav Apfel shear? Who else is there? So is it, does he get pre-shear? No pre-shear. Okay, interesting. Chalukah. Okay. So, the klal in my shear in general, the klal, general rule is, there's no, it's on. The klal is there's no pre-shir, Rabbi Yisrael. No pre-shir. What does no pre-shir mean? No pre-shir means 9:30, you're in the Beis Medrash. 9:30 means 9:30. Let's say I'm not here. Like I'm stuck in traffic. And I don't even give out Zeb. It's about half an hour away, whatever it is. Yeah. So what are you doing? Are you on your phone outside? You
base.
Could be. Again, that's where the perspective is going to come in, yeah? If you're owning it, being base manager. Oh, but I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do because the Rebbe's not here. Okay, so maybe you guys make it yesterday. Maybe we do it twice. Again, that maturity, owning it. You're going to see that at 9:30 is in the base manager. Whether I'm here at 9:30 in the base manager, we have Rusa. That's 9:30 base manager. No appreciation. There is. Does this control the air conditioning of cats? Or no? Because it doesn't seem to be. Oh, but I don't know if this is the.
It's good. Looks like there's a problem with it.
Yeah, no. So, I hear noise, but I don't know if it's quite balmy. What's the exception? Every rule has the exception, right? What's the exception to the no pre-shear rule? Tuesdays. That's the exception. In general, Tuesday could be exception to that also. Tuesdays. Tuesday is the one day a week where there's pre-shear. Okay? It's a little confusing. Tuesday is the one day a week where there is pre-shear. Whatever shear room we end up in, which is not going to be this, obviously, because there's shiva's room. Whatever day that is, whatever shear room that is, Tuesdays you go to the shear room at 9:30 instead of the Spanish. Yeah? Why? Why is there an exception? Because. Again, I don't know what the Rashiva did in his preacher, I don't know what all the Rebbeim did in their preacher, but there is time, I feel as a Rebbe, that I do want to have for, we'll call it, not just learning the sugya, not just learning, you know, ksubis. There's time for the other issues, hashkafa, machshava, things, life, there's life also outside of ksubis. Your whole life should be ksubis, but there are other things in life. And experience has taught me that if I don't have a set time to discuss it, it ends up just sort of getting lost. So I do like to have a little bit of time to have a shmooze. And that's going to be Tuesday mornings. You will also get a chance to hear, like I said, from the Shaiki during that slot as well, periodically. That's the basic problem. So every day, 9:30 base vendors. The one exception is Tuesdays in the shiur. There's also another exception. I'm assuming this is happening. I think from this with Glantz. Rav Glantz, the Mashgiach, Shanabet Mashgiach, Rav Glantz gives a Shanabet Shmuz. Shanabet Shmuz. We've done it different times, so we'll confirm that later at the official meeting, but that last year was on Thursday mornings. So that might be another exception to be determined. Any questions so far, Rabbi Zin? No questions. Huh? Okay. Last clause, your point a little bit more into learning stuff. My role as a Rebbe isn't just limited to giving you shir, and Rav Shai Gizol is not limited to just night seder and giving shir, etc. Also, your Rabbeim, Hadracha, Shmuzing, moving, you know, advancing in life on all cylinders. When is that going to happen? So, the primary time for me is during lunch break. Lunch break is the time that, and most days, not every day, most days I'm here during the lunch break in the afternoon. And that's the time I try to schmooze with you guys, get to know you. So I ask you to just make yourself available. I know that's also intramurals time. I don't know if intramurals are starting. They start right away. So I know there's you know, different days, and I guess now we'll have two games times two. There'll be a lot of the guys playing ball, there'll be some conflict. But I ask you, please work with me to make yourself available during that slot. So let me know if you have a game first slot, if you do second slot, vice versa. During lunch itself, before your game, whatever it is, then we have different options after. To schmooze. Knine the heart of Shana Beth big this year. A lot of guys in this year. So it will take a little bit of time to get time to schmooze with everyone. So I'll do my best, especially in these next couple of weeks, to really make yourself available to Kitzer as best as you can. Let me know. This doesn't work, this does work, this time doesn't work, whatever it is. But try to make it happen. tell me the time it does work. And we'll, I can meet you, you know, on an individual basis as well. That being said, if there are issues that come up, please don't wait for me to get to you. It could be your, I don't know, number 20 on the list of just getting to you. If something comes up in yeshiva, in life, and whatever, so obviously I am, I'm available. Approach me. Now, in terms of that, so contact information. You guys have phones on you? Not yet? What happens? You guys get SIM? What happened? How does it work? You guys have phones from last year? You get your SIMs? What's your story? You all have phones. Okay. You don't have your phones on you now. Gvaldik. But I am going to ask you, actually, I think tomorrow, maybe we can do it later today, to bring your phones. I'm going to give you a couple of numbers. I have, it's a little more complicated this year. Okay. I have this thing. It's a dumb phone. I do have texting. Hit the number here. So I'm going to give you that number. That's the phone that I have on me when I'm here. So it's just the easiest way to communicate with me. I'll put it on the board. And that way, come back here. Okay, that's me. Can you read that? 410-1077. Yeah? Yeah. 410-1077. Okay. Yeah. That's just a regular Israeli texting number. Now, this summer, so I had a chiddush, which I started using WhatsApp on a computer. Chiddush. was very radical. Followed the lead of some others. So we'll see. It's like a trial. My guys from last year were kind of pushing it. It's actually a lot of it to be in touch with Chevra that are back in Kutzlarts. So again, you can reach me on this, but I will give you that number. I don't even know the number. I don't even know if I can give it to you. But I'll give that to you as well. I might use that. We'll probably make some kind of chat. And that way, if I just want to get like a sheer message, something out, that might work. This is like a klal. The prat, this is the number that you should use. What's your number, Shaiki? You want to leave a number, just that I have your number. You can come back here later with your phones. Don't be bashful, okay? If something comes up, you can call, text. You don't have texting. No. So if Shaiki, you have to call, I know her.
I have to pick up the phone.
That's a rare thing in this case. But yeah, so put these numbers in your phones.
Don't get insulted, I don't know who's calling. Last year guys called and like when they need that on your phone. I only have a limit of 250 names. I won't max out. So I don't know.
I guess she was a farmer, Shai.
Sure, I'll beat you.
You mean they didn't make the top 250? I mean, come on. That's not like top 10. It's top like 250. Like AC guy. You know, an AC guy is more important than you. Okay. Good. Any questions from your... I'm pretty much done with my little intro. I'm not like a big fan of like intro. I like to jump in the pool. That's my intro. Any questions? Yeah.
How do you suggest we should people Chazara?
So I will give usually the end of Shir some direction of Chazara. Often, I would say most of the time we'll be reviewing what we did that day. So if we worked on a Tais, we worked on a Rishon, Achron, whatever it is, you want to review it. Yes, even like I said before, like you got it, do it again. You're gonna see new, you're gonna chop new things as you review it again. That usual. There are some times where I didn't get to something in Shir. I didn't get to a Meir Makom, but I don't want to sit on the sugya another day, let's say. So I'll say, see this other Meir Makom tonight. And Rishayk, you'll do it that night, so it's something new. Let's say we didn't get to a Rashba. But I want you to see the Rashba, I don't want to spend the whole day on the Rashba the next day. So I'll say, tonight in Chazara, to the Rashba. Those are pretty much how it, now, in terms of how to do it, there's two basic, that's what you should be doing. Who to do it with, I'll put it that way, two mahalachim. Some guys like to learn with the same chavrusa from the morning. Very often, it's productive for guys not to do the same chavrusa. You with me? Some guys, you know, just change your pace, different perspective, different, you know, way of thinking. Some guys will say, you know, for night seder, I don't know what's your experience with Shaiki. You like the switch up or you like the switch up? It's often nice if you have a different chavrusa. Now, some of them are some technical problems because one chavrusa got a little bit further than the other, so you're not on the same page. That's a little tricky. But if it works out, maybe try a different chavrusa for that slot. Again, it's not so long. You got to just jump right in, maximize the time. So often, guys last year, they had different chavrusas than they had in the morning. Do with the chavrusa, don't do it by yourself. Do the chavrusa, but do tzubit. Do what we're doing. Do the things we're doing. Again, the key is, no other stuff, guys. There's plenty of time for other stuff in your day. Chazara means doing the material that we're doing. Either what we did that day, or what we didn't get to that day. Okay? Either with your chavrusa in the morning, or with another guy from the shiur in the morning. Those should be your... Don't save some shalav guy's life during that slot. Don't pay. There's other times you do that. Plenty of time. Plenty, I know when you guys go to sleep. There's plenty of time in your day. Plenty of time. If you wake up. Plenty of hours in the day to save the Shana Aleph guy and to do, you know, all the other stuff that you want to do. And plenty of time. Plenty of time. Yeah? Okay,
do you think we need more than that hour slot? Or like the hour slot should be enough to chadar?
There's never enough.
It should be there.
But
post.
That I'll leave to your discretion. that'll leave to your discretion. You know, guys are different. The different guys take the different types of limudim. So a guy that's a real iyun guy will be, you know, do other things in the sugya. He'll open up a ritva. So the ritva, even I'll do my makomas. I didn't put on the sheet in the sugya. He wants to know what's going on. So other guys, it doesn't. They want to do more bikkias. So that's a little bit like your own flavors. That there's always more to do. Iyun is
no, I mean just because of the stuff like.
Again, it's up to you, and it also depends on how much you cover. How much you cover in the morning, how much you cover at night, you know, and what you can handle.
It often goes over till 10:30. I'm here till 10:30. So often, you know, every guy's different, but some guys laugh, like, you know, hacking up the sugya and the shir going over more till we go later.
Learning has to be natural. And this is like in the Kudu, maybe we'll talk about more, but as it goes back to what I said before about owning it. You're not here to check a box. You're not here to take AP English or to take, you know, just like, those are sort of like, I did the course, I do what I have to do, I'm done. That has to change. And that's not your approach to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is, I want to understand what's going on. I really want to understand this. There's a certain naturalness to that. So that means, today I really had good, you know, the chat was going on very clearly, so maybe I don't need to add so much time till like, other times I need to keep hacking up because I'm totally confused in the sugya. A certain natural, you know, when you care about it and when you want it, so you're going to do what you need to do to, you know, so you'll figure out the answer to that question. You know, hack it out till 10:30 because I see I'm not hot. One day you're like, no, I'm good, you know, so then, Shalom, welcome.
Pleasure beer.
Pleasure to have you. Yeah? Shabbos in it. Thank you, Reb Shaiki. So, excellent. Two horrors in there. So in general, we love to have the guys, and Reb Shaiki also a lot of love to have the guys for off Shabboses. Please, also, don't be bashful. Ask me. It doesn't always work. Mishpacha wise, you know, with that understanding, it doesn't always work. But we'll definitely get all the chevra over on individual Shabbosim. But again, everyone has families and other things to balance. And please, on the one hand, ask. Don't be scared. Don't hesitate. Come ask and come for Shabbos. Understand it doesn't always work. It'll work. It'll work out one of the Shabbosim. You know, it'll work out. So please ask and ask again. And Bez Hashem, you know, we'll get you. I don't know. That's it. Rosh Hashanah is in Mabit Shemesh. So you get to, you know, two radically different worlds. You know, look at all the same color of the black hats. It's totally completely different. Okay, so don't be bashful, yeah? There is a Shir Shabbaton right at the beginning of winter's month. You guys remember that from last year? Great Shir Shabbaton, remember? That theoretically, I'm just going to say this now, which Shabbos might change just from on a personal level, but I'll tell you that closer to that's anyway after service. But it might change. Please come up to us, ask. I speak for Rishaiki when I say that. You can ask, but understand that, you know, sometimes you'll hear guys are coming, but you know the Rebbe's not gonna have eight guys, and I don't like to have too many guys in every Shabbos. It just turns into a Shabbaton instead of a little bit more, you know, family type of the Shabbos. So understand that even if some other guys are going, maybe you'll come a different week, yeah? Gevald. And I'm forgetting, Rishai. Oh, since you mentioned Shabbos, this is a total random detail. It's good detail anyway. When you go for someone for Shabbos, it's nice to bring a gift. You'll bring a gift to the host, you know. I'll just mention this now. Be aware Kashrus concerns. So that might mean that you bring a bottle of wine, let's say, maybe it's not the kashrus of your, this could be not only to Rabbi, this could be any of your hosts. Just throwing that out there, do it. If you're going to waste, spend your money, don't waste your money, okay? Ask before. I have a lot of bottles of wine in my cabinet, which I don't know what I'm going to do with. So, don't, yeah, if you had them, I don't have a flawless sitting, I have like things from like last week that don't ask. So that's just a technical, small detail, just, yeah. Any questions? Did I leave anything out? That was an excellent comfortable shy chat. Anything else? Yuval, are you guys awake or you guys just landed yesterday?
Landed yesterday.
So you guys are tired.
You got any aids like taking notes?
Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about this year. We'll segue a little bit into some learning for today. So the style of the shiur, again, I don't like to talk about learning, we just like to learn, we're talking about learning. But the style of the shiur is more, I'll call it grounded, meaning I like to work very much in the Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Rishonim, Achronim, inside. That's why you're all going to get Gemaras, you're all going to get Kovetz Mefarshim, and you need to know, you need to be comfortable looking things up, and you need to learn how to be comfortable. This is a process, I understand, it's a process in life, being comfortable in Gemara and in Rishon. Getting Bikis in the afternoon, you're getting super comfortable in Gemara or Rashi. Here you're getting comfortable with Gemara Rishonim, okay? Now that means very much in the text, in the reading, analysis, and then taking the lumbus, which is another word for analysis, out from the text. Not just sitting there like some philosopher trying to figure out what something's about. Reading. Reading is the secret to success in learning. In terms of notes, so again, in Shir, I will also be very much, I'm not going to read everything, but I want to see what you guys came up with in Seder. To that end, these sheets that I gave you before, excellent, I see there's writing on the sheets. These sheets should come in with writing on them from Seder. Now, in terms of notes, there's two, you should definitely take notes, two approaches to notes. Often, guys don't take notes. I try to be a realist. So some guys, I see, have notebooks. That's Givaldic, the organized type of guy. I was not the organized kind of guy when I was your age. I think I'm still not. So I don't always have the notebook. These can be used also as note-taking. In other words, you write down what you came up with. Maybe in Shir you're adding. Maybe you did get pshat. Maybe there's another layer of pshat, etc. You can use this structure. I try to leave you room that you can fill in and get a structure for the sugya, and I generally try to follow the way it's laid out here. So those are your two options for notes. You're not a steerer, you can do both. Use the sheets I give out, use your notebooks. It definitely helps for Chazara. You come into Chazara, you have something to work with. Definitely should be taking notes. That means you buy yourself a notebook, ideally pen for sure, and at least use these. Save them, get a folder for these. You can save them for the whole year. You'll have Marmakolas and notes on whatever it is that we accomplished in the service. Yeah.
For computers, you don't recommend computers?
I never had a guy, I don't think I've ever had a guy sit with a computer. As long as you're not like doing other things on it, I don't care. Can you use a computer? It's fine. I've just never had guys.
Are computers allowed?
They're like against the rules or something like that.
They're against the rules.
Against the rules. Yeah, you can use a computer. But like in college, everyone just plays, you know, like games while they're in class. So don't do that. Okay, let's learn this one. Again, like I said, you'll learn more as the year goes on. You'll learn more as the year goes on. Okay. First Mishnah is. So again, I like to jump in. Some shiur give a lot of introductions and things like that, which is fine. Let's go jump in. Okay. Two nisses. Always bring a Gemara this year, and when we do things that have a Kovetz, it's always bring Kovetz this year. Okay, then that's not good. Today we don't need a Kovetz. If we do things in a Kovetz, it's always this year. Okay. What is, what's Maseches Ketubos about?
Ketubos.
Yes. Yeah. Ketubos. What's a ketubah?
It's marriage
document.
Marriage document.
What does
that mean? Contract. It's like
collateral.
What do you mean? It's a marriage
contract. A contract keeps a woman safe.
Keeps a woman safe.
Binds.
It like gives a woman collateral.
Osters hurt the rest of the world.
Yeah, ksuba is not, don't confuse with a shtar. It doesn't make you married. It's not what makes you married. It's not a shtar. In that sense, it is a shtar, it's not a shtar that makes you married. A ksuba is basically a financial document, as you said, which protects the woman's, the wife's interests, okay? Both while she's married and primarily after the marriage has ended. Which can happen two ways. What are the two ways?
Death
or divorce. Excellent. That's what a ksuba is. Now, that's what a lot of Masechta Ksuvos is about. Is about that document called a ksuba. That's actually not what this mission is about. So ironically, even though it's called Masechta Ksuvos, the first mission has nothing to do with a ksuba. The Masechta has a lot to do with the ksuba. Not the first mission. What's the first mission about? Not the first whole chunk of time in the Masechta. You're gonna learn very little about a ksuba in this year. Very little. Very little. You'll learn a lot of other things. Not so much about a ksuba. If you do the kiyas, are you starting with the kiyas here also?
From the beginning, I think the first five words.
Okay. First fact. Okay, say it. We'll see. I don't know how much you'll learn about Ksuba B'chlal this year, but okay. What's the first mission about?
When a divorced woman and
divorced? Who's divorced?
Widow.
Who's in the box? Ksuba, don't skip the box. No one's divorced.
Right?
A Besula. A virgin is married when? So what are we talking about here? This is when he says the Yom HaRavi. Then we have an Almana and Chamishi. So what would be the topic of the mission?
The time of marriage.
Come on, give me
something
better than marriage. What specific?
When you should get married.
When you should get married. Excellent. What day in the week should you get married? What does getting married mean?
Nisuin.
Good. So let's be more specific.
What day of the week should
every marriage in halacha consists of two parts: kiddushin and nisuin. Kiddushin, otherwise known as erusin, those are synonymous, and nisuin. Okay, that pattern is very, very crucial for this mission of destruction. The way we do it today is that erusin / kiddushin and nisuin happen at the same time. Okay, that's the way it works today. That is not the way that it worked at the time of Chazal. That's critical to this whole structure. When, you'll see in the Hemshech of the Daf. When did the Erusin happen? When did the Kedushin happen? A year before, let's say, the Nisuin. They call it, what's the word they call it in English for Kedushin?
Betrothal.
Okay, you're never going to use that word. Don't use it in my Shir. Use the word Kedushin. Okay? Betrothal. No one knows what that means, yeah? Kedushin. They did Kedushin a year later. Nisuin. What's Kiddushin? What do you do? Shava Pruta. That's Kiddushin. Do you guys ever learn Kiddushin? With what? Well, you don't say Shava Pruta. Tabasu. We use a Tabas. There's other ways. What are the three ways of getting Kiddushin? Shtar Via. Again, that Shtar is not Suba. That's a Shtar that says Harzu Hudeshously. That is Kiddushin. That already happened a year ago by the time we get to our mission. But then we're going to get to our mission over a year after that. Okay? Now we're up to Nisuin. When should the Nisuin happen? Says, for a Nisuin should happen on Yom Revi, Amono, Yom HaChamishi. That is the halacha that's in the mission. What date does the Nisuin happen? What date does it happen? What day of the week should the Nisuin happen? Has to happen either on a Wednesday or on a Thursday, depending if she is first marriage or she's a virgin. Second marriage, Almana, she's a widow already, so that's going to happen. Chamisha, we'll get to that. Okay. Why? That's the first question you ask yourself. Why? What does the mission say? Give me the pshat mission. Don't tell me the...
If he has a taina, that means you are basing on
her. If we want to give it a possibility of the husband as a taina, what taina? Taina that what? She? Not a besula. That he should be able to go in Bezdin. That's what the mission says, yeah? as the Mishnah says. Taina Basumra Haya Mashkin Lebez, that's all the Mishnah says. Now when you read a Mishnah like that, you should be asking yourself many, 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 many questions on that Mishnah before you read anything. Again, this is where you want to own your learning. It says, get married on Wednesday so you can go to Bez with a Taina. That's what it says. The next day. Give me some questions.
Why not also Sunday?
Why what?
Why Wednesday?
Why is this
What does Wednesday have
Sunday?
To do with going to Bezdin?
Why not Sunday?
Why not Sunday?
Okay. Why not Sunday? Good. The Mishnah itself answers part of the question. What is it saying? No, it doesn't answer the question. What is the Mishnah assuming? A lot of assumptions in the Mishnah.
You're having tacos
next night.
Okay. That's assumed. Next. We'll get that. Good.
Why does Bezdin only sit on Monday and Thursday?
Sounds like Bezdin is only limited to Monday and Thursday, because making you get married on a Wednesday, okay? What else? More fundamental.
We draw the Wednesday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Here is a why not Sunday, yeah. What else?
Why can't he just wait till the next day the basin sits?
Why can't
they
get married?
Why does it have to be that it's this specific day? Okay, you'll go to basin at a different time.
Why?
Good.
Why is Bezdin only open twice a week?
Good, good.
Why not Mana on Thursday?
Good, also good. That's not explained at all in the Mishnah. Good? A lot of questions. Okay, who's your best friend? Rashi's your best friend. Okay, Rashi deals with basically every question you should have on this Mishnah. So there's two ways to learn. One is you can sit there and you can list all the questions, which is a good way to do it when you read a Mishnah. Another thing you can do is you can read Rashi properly and figure out all the questions working backwards, what he answers. Let's read the Rashi. A lot of Rashis. Yeah. Start us off. Which what is the answer? Tell me what he answers of all the questions you guys asked. What is the answer?
Why this day?
All the Rashis, yeah.
He answers why.
What's the first Rashi telling you? What's the answer in the first Rashi?
Why did he get married on Wednesday?
Yeah, but he's also telling you something else. What's Rashi telling us in the first Rashi? It's a takana de rabbana. Okay, you read a halacha. If someone tells you a halacha, assuming this is the RV, is that a din d'oraisa? That might sound funny to you. Is that a Torah halacha? What is that? Is it a minig? What is it? I don't know what it is. It just says, assuming this is. It's said as a matter of fact. This is a, what is it? Comes Rashi, says what? Takana de rabbana. Next, what does Rashi say? Again, Rashi is addressing the question. What's the nature of this halacha? Takana de rabbana. Next. So what's he explaining there? We're not talking about an almana anywhere in this Mishnah, right? What you brought up, correct. That's what Rashi is addressing, noting that right off the bat. We're not explaining the entire halacha. We say the two halachas, we're only explaining one. Good. Rashi's addressing it right off the bat. What else?
Talking about why.
A lot of things he's addressing.
Why basic meets on Monday?
Okay, good. Why is it that you only have to, what does it say? It's the takana of
Ezra.
Good. What else?
So why you can't wait?
Good. Why? Just because there's Bezdin 2 days a week, why does that tell me, and you want to go to Bezdin? But why does that determine when I need to get married? So I'll get married on a Tuesday, and I'll go to Bezdin on a Thursday. How does telling me that there's Bezdin on these 2 days, how does it follow from that I have to get married on a Wednesday? It doesn't follow. The Mishnah totally doesn't follow. What does it say? It says, Pamay Mishabbos Bati Dinim Yosha Bayaris. That's nice. Monday and Thursday. Who cares? I'll find out when Bezdin is open. I'll call. Who cares? Why does that determine when I get married? What does Rashi introduce into that?
Kas.
Yes.
Take it? Kas. And what?
Anger.
You have to get the guy to go to Bezdin. We're interested. We, Chazal, are interested in the guy going to Bezdin. And you have to catch it when? Catch it when he's angry. There has to be an immediacy. There has to be no window for? What does Rashi call it? Cooling down. You don't want it to cool down. What question does that beg, Rabosa? If I'm telling you that we want him to go to Bezdin, and that's why we have to immediately, right before Bezdin, What question is that beg?
Why do we care?
Why do we care that he goes to Bezdin? Clearly we care. If we're saying we need him to be angry, I want the guy to be angry and to show up in Bezdin the next morning. I don't want him to cool down. Why? Why? Since when do we want people to be angry?
Because if he's not, they might do it again.
Because she
might have had a relationship. She's awesome. Comes Rashi again. It's all in Rashi. Because what the stakes says Rashi, the stakes are high here. Why are the stakes high? Because maybe this woman is totally usher to her husband. And if he calms down, he cools down and just let bygones be bygones, then Shema. His word, Shema, Yikaimena, maybe he'll just stay married, Be'isser. His whole life, his whole married life will be Be'isser. He's forbidden, this woman is forbidden. What's the next, what question does that beg? Next question, it's all just logical. What's that question does that beg? Again, they're angry, we want him to be angry. Go to Bezdin. Why do you want him to go to Bezdin? Because really, she might be? Aser. We don't want him to live his whole life. Be Isser.
How do we know she might be Usher?
Oh, why is she Usher? You're making a lot of assumptions. Why is she Usher? So you said she was Mizana, you told me.
After they opened the Arusa, right?
Yeah, so they got married. They had Arusin. Yeah, they had Arusin. And here's Nisuin. So here there's a year in between, right? This isn't working, is it? Yeah? Is Arusin Nisuin?
By markers next year.
These last year's markers. What happens in here? If here, if the znus happens here, then what?
It's
a problem.
That's a big problem. Why? We said this is kiddushin. They're married already. Very good. So she's already an aishas ish at this point in this window. Yeah? That means she's also. Who says? Pasuk. In? Sota, the yeshivish, or the pasuk from a gemara. The pasuk in the yeah. So it's by sota. It's in the context of a sota woman. It says, "Nistravinitma." That we learn from there that if she commits adultery, again she's a married woman, even though she hasn't yet to live with her husband. She just was acquired by her husband. She's an aishas ish at this point, critically, and therefore if she has nusir, she is usher forever. Stakes are high. We want him to come in to avoid a life of Isser. That's what Rashi says. Yeah? What other questions is Rashi addressing? What other questions do you have? We dealt with, I don't know how many, we had what, five, six? I don't know what people we had told him. She's going to be Usser. She might be Usser Shem Zinsa. Maybe she was Mizaneh. We want him to go to Bezdin while he's angry.
How does he go on to Bezdin and resolve all this?
Beautiful. There's one huge assumption. There's one huge assumption here, which is that going to Bezdin will accomplish something. Yeah, it says, Bezdin is a review. Because B'mayin the Shabbos isn't in Bezdin, and now Rashi filled in all the blanks of why we need it to be immediately before so that he's angry and he goes to Bezdin. No. What does it help? What does that help to go to Bezdin?
Just bring Aiden to figure out when that happens.
To bring Aiden. Okay. Rashi comes and he says, not exactly that.
Since he comes to Bezdin.
If he had Aiden, what should he do? He should go get his Aiden. It would also be a little bit peculiar if this husband had Aiden but his wife was Mizan. Why would that be odd? Because why would he have been suing if, right, then when did he, unless he somehow found Aiden? What happened in the interim? All he did was he got married and he slept with her. Birishona. There's no Aiden. Right? If he knew about Aiden, he would have just said she's Usser, yeah? What is it? What's going to happen? He's going to show up in Bezdin. Yeah, what's the lashon on the Mishnah? Mashkin lebezdin. Wake up nice and go to Bezdin. What are they gonna, what's Bezdin gonna do? What is his own Bezdin do? Let me ask you another question.
Not to us.
Forget. One second. Why bring up Ksuba?
We're
never going to talk about Ksuba. I know what Rashi said. What does Rashi say? Why is he doing the Bezdin? Perhaps what?
Maybe cool.
She's what? Usher. She's Usher. It's not the Ksuba. I'm not concerned with the money. What am I concerned with? Isser! This woman is potentially usher to her husband. What's the resolution according to the Mishnah? What's the way to solve that? Go to Bezdin and do what?
Figure out.
How does that work?
Word against word. Once he testifies, maybe.
What exactly is he going to do when he goes to Bezdin?
Speak. He's going to make a
say
claim.
That anywhere in there. How do you guys read the Mishnah? Well, how do you just stop when you read? What do you think was going to happen? He's going to come to Bezdin and do what?
He's
going to say what? What's he going to say?
She's also to him.
Why is he going to say she's also? What happened last night that he knows that she was Mizan? Is it a time as Domin? What's the time? Now it's the mystery here is right. Well, what's being claimed? What's he putting forward here?
She's not Ketula.
Okay, how does he know that? How can he put forward that claim? So there's a few options. Either he can say, there's no doubt. Or you could say, Besuah, what's all I see? I had Bia. I never felt the Besuah. Must be she didn't have a Zoom because she's a Be'ula. And then what? Then what's going to happen? What's the Mishnah assuming? What are we avoiding here when he goes to Bezdin? What did Rashi tell us? What are we avoiding, Rabbi Yisrael? We're avoiding a life of Be'isr. It's going to end. Marriage is going to end based on his claim. How? He's just making a claim. I think she's a Be'ula. You can think a lot of things.
He's believed,
you have proof?
He's believed on that claim to make it.
Problem is, that's not true. What are the Gemaras? Is that true that he's believed on his claim to make his wife awesome? Our Mishnah says the wife shows up in Bezdin, the husband Zara shows up in Bezdin Thursday morning, and he says she's a Be'ula. Some of you guys saw Daf Tes. What does it say in Daf Tes when a husband says, I think my new wife is a Be'ula?
Only in two cases.
Only when? So here's where we get into the problem. We filled in all the blanks, Rashi filled in all the blanks, but there's one major league problem over here. The guy's going to show up in Bezdin, he's going to say, she's a Be'ula, and we're going to say what? If she's an Eishes Kohen, or if she was married when? Less than three by her father, then we're going to say, yes, he can put forward the claim and make his wife usher. Seven. That's it. Marriage over. What if that's not the case? What about for the most cases or not those cases? What if he shows up and he's not a Kohen, he's a regular Jew, and he says, I think she's a Be'ula. What is the Bezdin? The Bezdin sitting there. What are they saying? What are they passing?
They saying was it?
What are they saying?
They say was it when you were an Arison or not an Arison, and then they also ask.
So what's their psak when the gavel drops? What do they say?
She's not Usher.
So again, let's just set this up. The Mishnah says here's halacha. We want to arrange the nisuin. The time of the nisuin has to be. And he's angry. He's not going to cool down. He's going to run to Bezdin with his claim that she's a Mahula before he just, so that he'll make his wife Aser. He's going to go to Bezdin. He's going to say, guys. And he won't say guys. The Dayan. Dayanim Chashumim. My wife is a Mahula. I think she's Aser. She was fooling around during this year period between Erusim and Nisur. She was unfaithful. And what's the Bezin going to say? Mutter. Mutter. That's what it says in Daf Tes. Mutter. Why is it Mutter? No. Svek Sveika. Double Safek. Svek Sveika. What's a double Safek? Safek. Did this Nus happen here when she was an Ashes Ish? Or even if he's right that she's a Bagula, maybe the Znus happened here. Znus. If the Znus happened here, then what? She's not an Ishus Ish. She's not Usr to him. Not Usr to him. You might get back. Not Usr to him.
What's the second suffix?
What's the second suffix? So we don't know, did the Znus happen here or did it happen here? That's one suffix. Or even if it happened here, maybe it was Onus. Onus Ratzo. Double suffering. Timing and the nature of the relationship. Did the timing make her Aser? If it was here, didn't make her Aser. If it was here, made her Aser. Even if it was here, could be that it was what? Rape. If she was raped, then?
Mutter.
Unless she's married to a Kohen. If she's raped, then what?
Mutter.
So bottom line, the gavel's going to drop, and what's Bezin going to say? You, he's on fire. He's angry. He's furious. Zanet is, she fooled around while she was married to me during Erusin, and they're going to paskin. All three judges with their long white beards are going to paskin. She's totally mutter to you based on Svek Sveik. Which means we have a problem. What's that problem?
What is Rashi?
What on earth is going on in the Mishnah? The Mishnah makes no sense. The Mishnah makes absolutely no sense. Why does the Mishnah make no sense? The Mishnah says, go to Bezdin as if something's going to be resolved. Nothing's going to change. If it's anyway going to be mutter, what should we tell the guy?
Don't worry.
Calm down. Don't be angry. Get married on whatever day you want, because anyway going to Bezdin is pointless. So what are we saying? We're saying this whole system that you should go to Bezdin for what?
These two cases.
Nothing. That's a problem. Yeah? You hear the problem? Everyone with me?
Well, for the cases of the Bas Kohen.
Bas Kohen is not a problem. Correct. Why is, not Bas Kohen, Ashes Kohen, who's Bas Kohen? Why is Ashes Kohen not a problem?
He's
a Kohen, then we got rid of this. We got rid of this, which means what?
It's
only one suffix, so what would Bezdin say? Aser, which means with Taftes, Shavah Nafshi Chatichet Yisur, that a husband can render his wife Aser based on that claim, if it's one suffix. She's Taka
Aser.
That's fine.
Could it be teacher just for those cases?
Oh, very good. Could it be that our Mishnah is only talking about those two cases? Interesting. That would certainly logically be a possibility. What would then be the halacha for the rest of Jewry?
Even alone.
Get married when?
Any day.
So that we have to know that. That's a very big nafkamina la halacha. I'm not a Kohen. Do I have to get married on Wednesday? I don't know. What would vote against that shot? What would vote against that? The Mishnah. The Mishnah says what? Besula ni sisimarvi. Doesn't say what? What does Besula mean? Sound like? Everybody know? Doesn't say anyone. Good. This is Tysus's Kasha. This big Tysus. We're skipping some of the little ones for now. This is Taisa's Kasha, but again, I'm just showing you here, this is a Kasha that everyone should ask, you have to know a little bit about the test, but everyone should ask if you're reading properly. And you read through the Mishnah, and you did what we just did, which is following all of the assumptions. Right? We need to get him into Beis Din. At some point you're going to ask, wait a second, you're assuming that Beis Din can do something to prevent them living Beis Yisrael. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. They're going to say mutter. If they're going to stay mutter, so what's that help you go to Beis Din? The whole thing is totally a wash. It was a waste. So the whole Mishnah, the whole foundation of the Mishnah, the assumption, the underpinning of the Mishnah just crumbled. So why on earth get married on Wednesday unless you're an Ashes Kohen or you are talking about an Arisin which happened, who's Nevas Shalosh Shon? That is directly addressed by Tosfos, again based on the Gemara on Daf Tes. Is it addressed by anyone else? I'm sure it will be, right? It's addressed by Tosfos, it's addressed by someone else. Is it addressed by Rashi? So that you'll think about. I think you actually have some chatzot in the
Chazaret. No,
yeah, we do. Tonight? I don't know how it works. The next couple days are really
about
that. You can continue on your Chazaret time. We will continue tomorrow. Maybe some more Lamed Chumash, but we will be still on this big, nice, fat Tosfos here.
Tonight.
So you can chazer the Rashi and Avtes, and those of you that started Tosfos, continue. If you didn't start Tosfos, you can start. This is not a simple Tosfos. I wouldn't say it's a super hard read, but it's a real chaticha. They call the Gemara and Avtes. It's a real shtick. It's a real piece of Tosfos here. Last thing is that I don't know your names. So we'll figure that out as we go along. So if I ask you all your names, I'm just gonna forget the name. Okay, so please don't be insulted if I ask you more than once what your name is. Normally we will not have shir at this late slot, just today lunch is now 1:15. On a normal basis, shir's a drop, they pushed shir a little bit longer this year. I think the Rosh guys or Kravitz guys maybe had this last year anyway. We will be starting shir on average 11:45, let's say. That level of 12. Depends on the day, depends what's going on. You'll have a lot of time to base manage, that's the goal. Okay? So that'll be it. But again, these next couple days are a little pleasure mini Rabbi Yisai. Excited for the Gevaldig year. And again, don't be bashful. Thank you.